I mean, round over two. There.
Where? Oh.
Now I'll try it.
Hit next.
Or not.
Do I know what I'm doing? No. Hello, welcome back to I Plead the First. My name is Shannon.
I'm Katie.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Malik.
And today we have a special lineup. Now I understand what she's talking about. With me, like, yelling into the microphone. Mm-hmm. I understand now. So, I have a brace on my right arm. And this is because, yes, 2 days ago, I was trying to take my Christmas tree down with my mother. And there's ornaments in the back and a couch blocks it. And I was like, I'll go around the couch. And so I got up on the couch, tried to get down. My foot got stuck. I fell. I fell right on top of my wrist. And then I was a day later, like, it hurt, but it didn't hurt like as like so bad that something was broken. So then a day later we went to the Med Express and they're like, yeah, it's sprained.
Great story.
Thank you.
Interesting. Why do you have Christmas decorations on the back of your tree?
Well, you put ornaments everywhere.
Yeah. That's what we do at my
really?
House. Yeah.
Well, you guys are weird.
You guys are strange.
It's a waste of decorations.
No, it's not. Not
you put the less important ones
in
the back.
The back.
Well,
the
actually,
back of a Christmas tree.
My Christmas tree rotated.
No, okay. Ours just sat still, but we put stuff on the back so it didn't look naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Morgan.
What if you had a guest and they saw the naked tree in the back? What are you supposed to do then?
You put it
Tell
on
them to ignore it.
You put the Christmas tree in a corner so no one sees the
corner.
It
is in the corner, but
that's how I fell.
What guests do you have that specifically look at the back of your Christmas tree and say, you don't have any ornaments there?
We don't have guests.
Kick that person out.
You know.
So the blood drive is tomorrow, and I'm like, should I get blood? Should I not get blood? Because I have to get shots on, like, I don't know how it's going to feel. You know how, like, everyone has, like, an iron deficiency? Like, a lot of people have. I don't know if I have that or not.
Yep.
Oh, you, both of you? Wow, that's two out of the four.
It's called anemia.
Oh. How do you get it?
Iron deficiency.
Okay. But, like, how do you guys feel about blood?
It's blood.
It's fine.
Do you guys, like, pass out?
You're like, mm-hmm.
I don't know how you want me to answer how I feel about blood.
Like, do you pass out when you see it?
No, not really. I was a really clumsy kid, so I, like, got cuts and scrapes a lot.
I believe that.
I thought I was over my clumsy phase, but obviously I'm not over my clumsy phase.
Clumsiness never goes away. You have it for life.
Apparently I do. Just all the time. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Even in conversations. So, excuse me?
This is so good.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Those tacos do look really good.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best video game? Ever created. I already have my answer. I want to hear your answers. Isn't that weird? Because we had like 8 people in here last week and everyone was like, and now we're...
There's like 3 conversations going on at once.
Your turn, Katie.
Until Dawn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Never played it. You know it's a good game.
What?
You know it's a good game.
Family Feud for Wii 2012.
No, I was gonna say Wii Play. Excuse me, sir. It's a great game. Has like 10 mini games.
My only gripe with Family Feud for Wii is that it doesn't have Steve Harvey.
It has the guy from the 70s.
Mm-mm. What?
Yeah. You know that? Yeah, he's old.
Thanks.
There was a guy.
That's a waste of a game, then.
And, like,
not have Steve Harvey.
There was obviously, like, a phone was, like, an answer to one of the questions, and it was, like, crosswords instead of a phone.
It was, what do you watch? What do you... people do during TV. Shannon put text. Text was not one of those things.
I text.
But like crosswords was one of those things. People do
I have a question. Do you guys just hang out on the weekends at each other's houses?
Yeah, he was over at my house yesterday.
Aww. Yeah.
With Avon. And my Avon loves Checkers.
Checkers is great.
That's my dog, Katie. Don't give me that look. I'm looking up the old Steve Harvey. The old Family Feud person. What's your favorite game?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I like Dig Dug a lot. Dig Dug is really fun.
It's stupid.
Dig Dug is great. I like Persona 3. I have a lot of favorite games. I play a lot of games. Is this what I like him better as like a me person?
How do you go from that to Steve Harvey?
I don't know.
How did Steve Harvey get that job?
There was a job opening and he applied.
How did Steve Harvey get that job?
Do you think Steve Harvey was just like on Indeed and he like Family Feud host?
It's his life goal.
So apparently I'm just like my mother.
I've never met your mother.
I met her mom yesterday and they're the exact same person, only her mom is a little taller. That's it.
Why do you don't swear on the radio? Actually, that's not one of the seven words, so it's fine.
I didn't.
Me and my mom are exactly alike, except I'm taller.
My mom's like 5'6".
I'm taller than my mom, but we're like twins, apparently.
Maybe that's a girl thing.
What?
I've never met any of your parents, so I don't
know. I'll show you my mom.
I've seen pictures of Morgan's mom.
Have you?
I've also seen pictures.
I haven't.
I will show you my mother.
Great, lady.
We look alike,
we're
but
all
she has.
Our
moms. I don't have a picture of my mother. I can get one though.
My mom has a Facebook.
That's what my mom's Facebook.
Are we all just going on Facebook to find our mothers?
Yes. Even though the people on the show can't even see what we're
doing. But we care.
I have the same laugh as her.
Oh God.
Me and my mom have the same sass.
I can see that.
Very sassy.
Here, look at it.
Wait, no, pass it around.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Now, when I met your mom, she introduced herself as Miss Patty. Like Patty, but like I've always called people like Miss Devlin.
Yeah, I don't know why she did that.
So I don't know if...
Oh, oh my God.
Easily.
You saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know why she called herself Patty. She was like, eat more. And I'm like, stop.
We had dinner. Like, we had spaghetti and, like, salad and breadsticks. She really wanted us to eat breadsticks.
Oh, eat the breadsticks.
I wish I would have went. Where was my invite?
You had to do the driveway. Now the driveway is all snowy again.
Yeah. It was snowy when we left.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but... I think it's okay now, but it's still, like, bad. How was everyone's weekend?
I was sick.
I don't even remember what I did. I did, like, nothing this weekend. It was awesome.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
That's your God-given right. I'm your freedom as an American.
Are you excited for shows? You could be a camera woman. Like the best opportunity.
I didn't even realize whenever I signed up for them. I was like, oh wow, like the ones Monday and Friday. I was like, okay, I don't have any classes on Friday, and I did that on purpose. And then I put a show on top of it. So.
Well, you're only a camera person, so you have to get there at like 10, so it's fine.
I'm only a camera person.
The least important.
Well, no, it's important because you have
to. Thanks, Shannon.
Hey, okay, hey. Hey, so you gotta tilt, you gotta pan, so we can get the graphic.
No, just the camera person.
No.
I'm still trying to find my mother.
I've given up on finding my mom.
No, I want to see your mom.
My Facebook isn't working with me right now, so.
What's wrong but sounds right?
Oh God.
What's wrong but sounds right?
Yeah.
You know what we talked about in grammar today? Our professor was like, list words that you like.
Like?
Like fisticuffs, that was a good word. Bubbles was a good word.
What did all those words mean?
fisticuffs. It's fist fighting.
Oh.
Yep. Got it. That's what they call.
Let me get a good picture of her.
Bubbles.
I've seen your mom before.
Have you seen my mom?
Mm-hmm.
When you showed me. My mom?
Remember we were exchanging family photos. I was this is my brother. This is my other brother.
I have a picture of my mom and dad.
I know. That's the one I saw.
I think I've met your mom. Didn't you bring your mom in one weekend?
I think you've met my brother.
Your brother. I do remember meeting your brother.
Which one? Is it the small one?
He met Justin and Justin's wife.
Oh, and they're having a child.
They are. I have.
I know. I see. Being an aunt is great. You get to yell.
The child's name is Hazel. Cute name.
I have some stories of children.
Why is it children?
I have 8 small children in my family that I all take care of.
Wow. Why?
Nieces and nephews. 2 of them are my godsons, and that's the only 2 boys in the family. Well, like that are.
Are they not your nephews?
They're my nephews. They're both.
Okay.
Most of my mother's pictures on Facebook are of me.
It's really fun to play with this.
What?
It's really fun to play with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't eat spicy foods.
Wasabi.
Yes. Agreed. I thought it was avocado.
Oh my god.
Oh no. You That's poor terrible. Soul.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god.
I love wasabi.
It's horrible.
But I like spicy food, so.
Ask a question.
I don't have a question.
I asked a question. What are you guys' favorite words?
Oh, like.
Mm.
Like?
Like. Actually.
I say interesting a lot. Like, if someone says something, like, I can either mean it, like, yeah, like, it's actually interesting, or if someone says something that, like, I'm just, like, really, like, okay, I don't care, I go, oh, interesting. So I say it in different contexts.
You say that to me a lot.
It's usually because I do find it interesting. But there's some people where I'm just, like, oh, interesting. Yeah.
I feel like that's how you are with me.
Maybe.
Why is this not working?
Guess you guys will never know which one I'm meaning.
Whoa. What, Katie?
I'm yelling at my phone.
Oh. You should get a new phone. Get the iPhone 5SE.
Don't get an iPhone.
I'm a college student.
Get
no
an
money.
iPhone.
Don't get
iPhones
an iPhone.
Are the best.
I like iPhones.
Where do you want me to pull this iPhone out of?
I keep doing this.
It's not a great picture.
What was I gonna ask? Do aliens actually exist?
Aw, my mom and my dad.
I don't think they're paying attention to your question.
Hey!
What?
My other guests were paying attention last.
Dad.
I never pay attention.
Is this your mom? Know this.
Do my aliens mom actually exist?
Oh, okay. I can see you.
I am not answering this question.
I saw that.
Did
you do look
no,
like.
I showed you a different one.
Oh. How do you feel about ASMR?
About what?
AMSR, or whatever that is.
Not into it.
Neither am I. It's so
what
weird.
It? It's like.
You whisper. You're like.
Whisper
oh,
into microphones and stuff.
Ew.
Weird noises. And,
yeah. You like flip pages of books
I
into
don't
a
get
microphone.
It.
That's weird.
Now he's hearing what I'm doing. Like, you have to, like, put headphones on to know what I'm actually.
Makes me cringe.
Cringe. Oh, my favorite saying is, es muy horrible.
My favorite saying is, fun fact.
I like saying fair point a lot.
Was that a question that was asked? What our favorite
Malik
thing was?
What?
Malik asked what our favorite words were.
Oh, I don't have a favorite word.
How do you feel about Millie Bobby Brown and Jacob Sartorius dating?
Who are those people?
Millie Bobby Brown is 11.
Yes.
Kay.
On Stranger Things. I have no idea who the other person is.
It's that boy.
Is it that singer on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're dating,
they're
apparently.
They're dating?
Mm-hmm. I know.
She's 11?
No. Like, that's not her age.
Oh.
No,
her name's
she
11.
Is.
I'm like,
Oh my god.
I haven't watched
I was as confused as you were. I was like, why do I care what 11-year-olds?
No, she
haven't watched Friends either.
What?
What's Trends?
Friends. He hasn't watched Friends either.
I haven't watched Friends either.
It's a great show. Okay, let's talk about a show.
Great.
The End of the Blank World.
I watched that.
What?
You can't say the F word on radio.
It's a new thing on Netflix. But the F word has like asterisks on it.
So it's radio.
Say, like, the word oh, I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's radio
now.
Friendly. Okay. Can I please go over? Isn't it a great show? I love it. Mm. I love it.
It kind of irritates me.
Why?
I mean, obviously, I kind of like it because I binge watched it. So like obviously, I had to like it to an extent. But yes. It's a very irritating show.
Well, I know it's
why?
Alyssa is very irritating. Like, very. I could have punched her in the face, like, a couple times each episode.
Why? She's misunderstood.
Mm-mm. She's a little brat.
That's true. But, like, her stepfather, like, she...
Yeah, but doesn't give you an excuse to be a brat.
I like
saying a different word.
I like James's character development.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to watch it.
It's about a
Katie,
boy.
You'd like it. It's about a boy
trying to kill his girlfriend.
Why would I like that?
No, I feel like Katie's into it.
See?
Why?
It's about a boy. Literally, it starts out saying that he thinks he's a psychopath. And he's killed a bunch of animals, so he wants to kill a person.
That's sad.
That's a psychopath.
It's a psychopath. It's so good, though.
Yeah, I like James. James is a good person.
I really watched it.
Is James the psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I know it's a really good show.
What?
Grimm.
Never seen it.
You know what show that keeps showing up on my Facebook feed that I want to watch that I'm never going to get around to watching?
What?
The Magicians on Sci-Fi. It's supposed to be like Harry Potter, but like they're like older and they're like in college, so there's like sex and drugs and stuff.
This isn't radio appropriate.
Is anything radio appropriate anymore?
Yes. Yeah, classical music.
Classical music is the only thing you can play on radio.
And to go to the break. No, I'm joking. My thing is hooked up and I don't know what that thing is.
I don't know what it is either. It looks like a recorder, but I don't know who recorded anything.
Damn right, I got the blues coming out with Auditorium November 3rd. It already passed. It was okay. Where is Matt?
Yeah.
He's full of love these past couple of days. I feel like that's how we should feel all the time.
Full of love?
Full of love.
He is full of love. He told me yesterday he appreciates.
That's, he told me that too.
Yeah.
Is this just a Snapchat thing?
Yeah.
Because I don't have Snapchat. I don't get love.
We love you, Katie.
Snapchat. Yeah, you're right, Katie.
I can't have Snapchat on my phone. It won't download. It's a terrible phone. I don't have the money for a new phone.
You should have asked for it for Christmas. Christmas. Na, 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 na. Christmas.
Stop that now.
I'm a beautiful singer. We're looking for a singer to be on RMU tonight if you want to sing.
You just said you're a beautiful singer. Why don't you do it?
I can't sing. That was a joke. Obviously, you just heard me sing.
No, it was pretty good. It was TV worthy.
Yeah. You never know.
Stop lying to me.
You gotta start out somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. On TV. The TV. Does everyone like their classes?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't like public speaking. The public speaking guy obviously doesn't like me.
I love my public speaking.
Who do you have? I don't even know what the guy's name is. It's like an old guy. He just talks a lot and he can't hear anything.
Definitely not mine.
You should have Lisa Raymond from 4 to 5:15 Mondays and Wednesdays. That's who I had. It was great. It was a really easy class.
Mine was a night class.
Oh,
his name is DJ. And his last name is a W. And he is awesome.
I like my math teacher's name.
Take him.
One, two.
You're up there.
The soundboard. But look, the soundboard. There's no bars.
But there's bars here.
All right, that's important.
I would die.
I don't understand. Oh, well, we did like our first like 6 shows with no audio.
I remember that.
Everyone really upset.
To each other. It's like, okay, tell me about what was the show?
Pretty Little Liars.
One. But then there was like there was something with David Bowie, and we like went on, and it was a good labyrinth. You know what's a good David Bowie movie? Mm-hmm. The Linguini Incident.
Does David Bowie do movies?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was just a musician.
Actually, he's dead now. So
yeah, I mean,
R.I.P.
So he doesn't do anything.
No, he's kind of in the ground. Just chilling.
Listening to music.
No.
He can do whatever. There's vibrations under the ground. That's music. That's scientifically what music is.
Scientifically. Yeah, see, they understand what I'm saying here. Okay, so what movie quotes should you use on a regular basis?
I do have one. I say that you're killing me, Smalls. It's from Sandlot. A lot.
We got 10 downloads on our last show. Isn't that crazy? How do you feel?
How many of our moms was it, though?
My mom doesn't download our shows.
Aww.
My mom doesn't know how.
I just show my mom, but we don't download it.
She, like, went to all the podcasts, and she was like, Morgan, I don't know how to get this. And I was like, Mom, I'll show you when I get home. And I never showed her.
Aww. Aww. So, anyway, how do you feel? So, Valentine's, like, right after Christmas, Walmart is... Now it's all Valentine's Day stuff. It's January.
Walmart?
16th.
Was Valentine's Day stuff before it was even Christmas.
I know. It's ridiculous. Why do they do this? This doesn't like, it's not like, oh, Valentine's.
You jump on things.
Keep you moving.
But like, and now they have Easter stuff, and Jesus was just born, and now he's gonna die.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
I remember when I worked at Toys R Us, we used to put our back to school stuff up in like July. I think it was right after the 4th of July. We'd start putting back to school stuff up.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I want to protest.
Halloween stuff would go up like as soon as September hit, usually.
Oh my.
And then right after Halloween, Christmas stuff.
Ridiculous.
No Thanksgiving.
No, there are no Thanksgiving toys.
Here, have a turkey.
What are you, I thought you were taking a video of me.
No, so I was trying to see if I had anything in my teeth.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't. Good job.
Great show that's happening.
I did.
Here.
Excuse me, Katie. I'm talking, so it is a great show. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
As always.
All right, the last show that you watched. Go.
Like TV show?
Yes.
Grimm. It's a good show.
I started rewatching Breaking Bad.
Never seen it.
I keep trying to do this with my glasses, but I don't have glasses anymore, so I'm just like
Breaking
this.
Bad.
You're just hitting your eye on the microphone.
Breaking Bad is about a chemistry teacher who gets cancer, so he starts baking meth.
Oh, great.
You never
You'd
heard
like
of this?
It.
Why do you keep saying that?
Why do you keep telling me I like bad shows?
It's not
no,
a bad
actually,
show. It's a good
okay,
show.
Okay, shows that have bad things in them.
That's what
you know
makes it a good show.
You know, it's a good show.
This person? Oh, hey. This person. This person taking picture of the monitor. I actually know who this person is. This person plays on the women's hockey team.
That's good.
I'm going to wave high. I'm not going to wave high. She has no idea who I am.
So,
was there a question asked?
Yes.
I don't remember.
The last show that I watched was...
Wow, I love that one.
Stop it. What was I watching last night? Oh, The Girl on the Train. Yeah. Have you seen?
I've not seen it.
Where's Matt? We need the personality. Usually he comes up with questions.
You don't have personality.
No. Like, no.
I'm just a
That's
guest.
Not what I meant.
She's just digging a hole. Great.
I'm really in a hole with Morgan today. Morgan just hates me.
No, I just like making fun of you.
It's very mean. My sister did that, and then I would like cry as a child. It wasn't good. I was a very sensitive child.
I'm a sensitive person now.
Me and Avon, we watched Planet Earth yesterday.
What? What'd you watch?
Planet Earth.
Nothing.
Why?
It's a nature documentary.
Why?
Why? Avon likes Planet Earth a lot. He gets really excited. He's really into it.
What? That surprised me.
What happened? What just happened?
I think we got to the desert one last night.
I keep hearing Black Mirror is a good show.
Black Mirror is good.
I keep playing with my brace. It's very fun.
Never seen it.
I feel like
you'd
it
like
makes
it,
not
Katie.
The brace, like, not as
I don't
useful.
Think it's bad, though. I don't know.
No, I still have it on. I'm just playing with the wrap thing.
I don't think that's good. Planet Earth. Oh, okay. That's not good. Oh, okay. You cleaned it up. Okay. Ah, great.
It's still there, though.
You know how Avon wants to, like, use my car for street racing?
No.
Yes, you do. Stop lying. So he wanted to use my Chevy Sonic. He was like, I'll give you half the profits. And I was like, you have to ask my mom. And then he never asked my mom. And I was like, why didn't you ask her? He said, I didn't want to.
We had just met her like an hour before. And we shoveled her driveway. And then I feel like, hey, nice to meet you. And then like, hey, I want to use your daughter's car to street race. Are two really, really big jumps.
So, fun story. Story time. I was coming back.
Are you okay?
No.
Do you need help? I am certified. Enabled to help you.
It's a, she's okay. You're all right. Stuff. Drink some water. So.
Drink some water. You're good.
So, anyway.
Your eyes are watering me.
Hey, Morgan. Your sass is up here. Need you to bring it down to right here.
No one ever turns my sass down, okay? Never. Ever. Don't even
So, on Saturday night, right, I was coming home, and I had I had to, like, get the ice off of my car, and it was, like, 1 in the morning. And
why were you out that late?
That's what my brother asked. Just hanging out, you know what I mean?
With and, who?
People from Century.
You were gonna raise your hand. You're hanging out with me.
Yes, yes, Malik.
I
and
was there.
He was there. And
you never hang out with me.
Hey, you wanna hang out this weekend?
Sure.
Okay. So I have Just Dance. So.
Oh great! I love Just Dance. It's fun. Me and my family.
And we play.
And Family Feud.
Yes.
Good.
I want to play Family.
No, you can't because you're being mean to me today. I need positive vibes. This is what I'm telling you. So, so I was coming home and I was driving home and I left Avon and Malik off at Yorktown. Mike was coming home and I was halfway home and I got to the Montour Country Club, which I know that's where you all know where the Montour Country Club is. And my eye starts watering and it's dry and I'm like, oh my goodness, no. So my contact is really dry. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like going like this driving.
You should have pulled over.
And then I'm 2 seconds away from home. Mm-hmm. I need to go get my drops. So I'm driving. No one's on the road. It's
still not safe.
It's 2 in the morning. And
it was 1 in the morning, a couple seconds ago.
Well, when we left it was 1, but then we had to walk and then and you had to drop them off at Yorktown and then you had to drive and then
that does not take an hour.
So anyway, so then I got home and I like couldn't get in the, on the driveway. And my mom was like, "You have to take a run for it," because I was going really slow because I couldn't see. And I like parked the car and I was like, "I can't see anything." And so I ran up. I almost slipped and fell because I had ice on my shoes, and I was on the hardwood floor. But then my mom caught me, thank goodness. And I ran upstairs, got eye drops, like did 9 eye drops because that's how dry they were, and then went to bed. My mom was like, you said you were leaving at like 1. I was like, yeah. And she's like, it's 2:30 now. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's been a journey. I was crying because it's just so dry.
Great story.
Fascinating.
I'm being mad, okay? I'm trying to be
are
mad.
Are you actually mad?
Why are you mad?
Joking?
I'm trying to be mad.
Why are you mad?
What?
Why are you mad?
I said I'm trying to be mad.
Oh. That's not what Matt does.
Sometimes.
Yeah, if he's like really,
yeah,
really far off on a distant planet.
Which is always.
He's like, Shannon, I love you. And I was like, oh, what is
I just don't have questions, otherwise I'd derail us like he does.
I have questions. Are aliens real?
Stop
yes.
it.
The answer is yes.
What's your worst example of procrastination?
Myself.
So I had to write a paper last semester. And me and Avon both had to write this paper. It was after Thanksgiving break. I had been back home for a day. Avon was coming back home later that day. I started at 11 o'clock, took a break. Avon got back around like 6-ish. I still hadn't finished the paper. Avon gets started on his paper. We write for maybe like an hour or so. And then we went on a bunch of people's YouTube channels. We found out that Snoop Dogg had released an album the month before. We didn't finish the paper until 4. I finished my paper at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was due the next morning at like 9 o'clock. I finished it at 4. Avon finished it at like 6. We were both really hyped up on energy drinks by the time we had finished. It was terrible.
That sounds great.
I ended up with like a B on that paper.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
It was like a page underneath what the page limit should have been.
So then the comments, that's pretty good. You got a B though.
The comments, we went to like extra credit. She was like, if you go to this reading, we'll give you extra credit. We'll give you like 30 extra credit points.
Oh my God.
So it brought me up from like a D to a B.
Okay. That makes more sense then. Yeah. I would not stay up till 4 in the morning to get a D on a paper.
I have a story.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Last semester. I had a presentation due in history of TV. Visual communication.
I was about to say.
I was a graphic designer last semester.
What are you this semester?
TV video.
Oh, okay.
Into the dark side.
And I had a presentation due, and I had 2 weeks to do it, and I waited until the day before I had to give the presentation to start it. So I was in the century room from like 2 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning doing it. And then I had class at, like, 9, I think. And
you
I didn't
it?
Sleep. And Sleeping. I got it done. Got it done. And I got a 98% on it.
Yay. I got a B.
And I did it last minute, and I was so happy.
Whenever I do stuff last minute, like, whenever I did both my argument and research essays, they were both, like, the day before. But I was like, I could do an all-nighter, but it would usually only take me till like, the 12 to do it. And I got a B on both, on all three of the papers, so...
Do you have a story?
Tell us a story. I want to hear a story.
I don't know.
It's like history class, but like.
I don't know if I have a story.
Who tells stories in history class?
That's the whole point of history class.
But like, you don't like sit around the table and tell like.
You stare at the teacher and they tell you a story of the past.
True.
All right, fair point.
I like history.
I do too. It was either a history major or a TV video major.
Yeah, those are two totally different things.
Yes.
Very
I feel like you made the right choice.
Yeah, I think so too. My brother did nothing with his history degree.
You could be a politician.
See, but I'm not confrontational.
I don't know. You were ready to like scream at the mailbox people today.
No, because it would be funny. It would be funny if you were screaming.
I'm not going to scream at mailbox people.
If you were like, where is my package? It's not nice. Positive vibes. You know,
yeah, if I got yelled at for it, he has to get yelled at for it.
At the meeting today, I'm going to be like, hi, everybody. I really have no position of power except for producer on Fridays, but positive vibes throughout century.
I like how nobody yells at them at me about that anymore. They're just like, yeah, you're Katie.
You're just Katie.
But you're
no
everyone.
No matter what we say, nothing changes.
I'm everyone's what?
No.
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 No. It's positive. Positivity everywhere.
What time does the SCJ meeting start?
Yeah. Maybe if you got a watch.
8:30.
I thought
wow,
it was 8.
Wow, that was so good, Shannon.
I'm going
to watch for Christmas. It's like my dad.
Hey, not nice.
I found my watch yesterday.
Should I give blood, though?
Yes.
I mean, they'll tell you if you have an iron deficiency.
Because they do a bunch of tests, like, before you.
Like, I want to be a good person. We should go on a march. Like, supporting something.
I did a march for science down in Pittsburgh.
Wasn't it, like, cool? Was it cool?
I mean, yeah, it was.
Hey,
it was also Earth Day.
Get off your phone.
I'm watching them make a deep dish pizza.
That's what we do here.
That's what I do. I'm still contributing. I just
thank you for contributing.
I just said how I went to a march.
Because I feel like going to a march would be super cool because you're like protesting for something that you believe in.
What do you believe in, Shannon? What are you going to march for?
I don't really know.
It was kind of dumb. Like, it wasn't even really like a protest or anything. They just like shut down streets and we literally walked in like Oakland. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
Pitt campus.
You should have gotten, like, an Earth costume.
Just, like, walk around, like, in a square, and then you're done.
Oh, well, that's not a protest.
And you have, like, speakers. It was a walk. It was a walk for science.
Oh.
Because apparently it was, like, protesting.
Oh.
People in Oakland march for everything.
For everything. Literally everything people in Oakland march for.
I remember after Trump got elected, the Women's March in Oakland, I knew people who, like, helped organize that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a heartbeat through this thing?
And then I went
I have no idea.
I went to the food truck rally after
What's
that.
A food truck rally?
There's just like, where was it? It was like kind of off of Market Square. And it's just like a street and it just had food trucks like up and down like the whole street. It's just filled with food trucks.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, you're just like, you're like, oh, I believe in this. At church, they were like, the March for Life is in Washington, D.C. this Friday. I was like, oh, well, I have stuff to do. And Washington, D.C. is like 6 hours away.
The March for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Like babies?
That's what I was wondering. Like, what does it mean, yeah. March for Life?
Like you...
Like pro-life?
Yeah, like pro-life. Gotcha. And like more birth control stuff. So, yeah.
I always forget. Is pro-life the one that's... No, that's against abortions.
It matters who you're talking to.
Okay. That's confusing.
Pro-life is usually like you're against abortions. Mm-hmm. Is usually what is like mainly what people think pro-life means.
Sure.
But some people like to mess things up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sound like Fez from That 70s Show. Have you watched that?
One show I have watched.
Have you seen the episode with the whenever father comes over their house? No. The priest.
The last time I watched that show was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it. I just remember the people.
What?
I don't have cable or anything. Don't really watch Netflix.
On Netflix?
Eh.
What's the opposite of a koala?
What?
I don't know what these questions are, man.
What are you on?
Conversation starters world.
Get off it.
Someone tried to start a conversation with me.
About koalas?
About koalas. I would walk away. Walk away in a heartbeat.
Wait, but I could see Matt starting a conversation like that.
What about the opposite? What about the opposite sex confuses you the most?
Everything?
What confuses me?
The most.
Everyone is looking at me right now and I feel attacked.
You're the only guy
I'm
in here.
I'm trying
so.
To get inspiration so you can answer my questions. I don't think they really confuse me more than just irritate me.
What irritates you?
Many things.
Like,
I'll close my ears if it makes sense.
You have headphones on and listening.
I'll close my ears.
Take my headphones off.
No, I don't care.
Example?
I don't know. This is like a lot of things.
So, on family.
Like, guys, I feel like guys don't have feelings. Like, honestly, that. Like, they don't have feelings.
There's more people looking at me, and I don't know how to feel about this. My feelings are hurt.
Not you, Malik. Malik,
most
you and
guys.
Avon are different.
Yeah, like most guys, I get it.
They're like,
yeah, most guys like don't have feelings, or they don't even think that we have feelings. They just like do things, and then they find out that like, oh wow, that made her mad. Like, I didn't know that would happen, and I'm like, are you joking?
So there was this question on Family Feud yesterday, and they were like, hey, what do women buy that is like useless?
Everything.
Nothing.
They said makeup, and I was like, yeah, I know.
Pretty useless.
No, it's not.
Do you see my face right now?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Have you seen it without makeup on before?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Yes, you have.
I think you have. Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't understand. Aven was like, everyone just go bareface. And I was
your
like,
your video games or my makeup? Okay. Right. I've come to that conclusion.
That's fair.
Wait.
Yes.
You didn't answer. What confuses you about the opposite gender?
I don't know.
Are you joking? Come on. We are females. That's all we are is one giant question. No one ever knows what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we don't even know what we're thinking and what we want.
I honestly keep my feelings like pretty bottled up.
I don't.
Yeah, we know, Katie.
Like, I don't like showing my cards.
I don't either.
If I show you, like, no. Then I have to be confident that you're not going to be like, you know what I mean?
No.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was, like, very offended by that question on Family Feud.
We were playing Family Feud, and I was like, all right, I've got two answers. I know these two are going to be on this. And then I drew a blank. And I couldn't think of anything else.
What were the two answers?
I think it was makeup and clothes were the two that I guessed.
What?
Clothes are very important.
Clothes are very... Do you want me to not have clothes on right now? Exactly.
There's a certain amount of clothes that like you need, and then after that certain amount,
like
it gets obsessive.
Those 42 scarves you have, you don't really need them.
Yes,
I need these socks. These socks are important to my outfit. They are.
Yeah, same with mine. Mine are very important.
Well, yes.
You guys are more fashionable than I am, together. So I don't.
They add stuff.
I need 20 pairs of fuzzy socks.
Yes.
I don't like fuzzy socks.
Oh.
Hey, Katie.
Yep.
Fuzzy socks are
I'm just
best.
A weird person. I grew up weird.
You're with a lot of boys.
Yeah, all I grew boys. Up with all girls, so.
I had two brothers and one sister.
I grew up a tomboy,
I
so I guess that's
brother,
why I'm weird.
One brother and two sisters.
We used to eat dirt.
But I really didn't.
That was our toy.
Oh my god.
That was, sounds like a great joke.
No, I remember one time, it wasn't even dirt. My brother ate like tree bark. Like.
Oh my god.
I just ate it.
Oh, okay. That's not good. I ate grass once as a kid.
I ate grass.
But never, like, dirt.
I never ate dirt.
We used to make
or
mud pies.
Bar.
Okay, so I
okay,
didn't.
Okay, yeah, I used to make mud pies, but I'd leave them.
No, my brothers would eat them.
Oh my god.
They'd also eat tree bark. I wouldn't eat it. Like, I just watched them eat it. It was great fun. This is why I'm messed up.
Everyone, all my siblings were way older whenever I was born. So
did you my break siblings that? Are younger. So
wow, Malik, can't
Malik
invite
broke
you.
The mic.
Can't invite you anywhere. That Steeler game last night.
No.
Sports isn't.
That was a great game.
Yay, sports.
It looked awful.
It was terrible.
It was bad.
I just thought it was funny because everyone was like, oh, yeah, we got this in the bag. We're set. And then they lost.
Look, my skin's smooth.
It's good.
This is so cool. Get off of your phones.
Can you,
no,
let me find
so
another
cool.
question, please.
Okay. What are some clever examples of misdirections you've seen?
These are terrible questions. Find a different one.
What is the most annoying noise?
Hearing someone chew. It's pretty annoying.
Whatever noise you just made in my headphones, that's definitely it.
That was the chewing noise. What did you Google last?
I'm not sure.
I have Amazon.com DDX9703S. I don't remember that what that is. And bonsai tree Amazon. I really want a bonsai tree.
The last thing I have is ho 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 drag queen.
I looked up the Taco Bell hours for Indiana, PA.
Oh, Old Family Feud.
Shout out to my hometown.
And then the White Album. Yes. I think that's my new catchphrase.
What?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Next question.
What is the most frustrating product you own? Guys, so disregard that question. Story time with Shannon.
Great.
So I was reading my book, right, that I had to read, and then I have to answer 9 questions, and I'm, you know what I mean. So I was reading, and I went to rub my eye, and my contact came out, and it was my left one. And that's the one I have.
Rid of your contacts again.
See, what
still
did you?
Your glasses, apparently.
No, I like mine. Do you like which?
I do like your contacts,
which Shannon is better?
I mean, I like both of them.
They're
but
the same Shannon.
Yeah,
I like your contacts, but you seem to be having a lot of problems with your contacts, so.
No, but this is a good story.
Right,
So, so I rubbed it out, and I got my, I was like, ugh. This was before I was supposed to help take down the tree. So I went, and I was trying to, like, put my thing and like to my lid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one wears contacts here. So and
I do.
Oh, you do?
I wear contacts.
Well, you're wearing glasses.
Do you wear contacts?
No, I only wear glasses.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So
probably because of the issues that Shannon tells me.
So I was doing it, right? And I was like, I don't know why this isn't working. And I went, and you have to look inward. So you have to go like this, and you go like that, and you put it in. And it worked, guys. After, like, the 8th time it worked, and I was so happy.
That's, like, a process. I literally just take mine, scoop it out of the thingy, go like
yes.
This, and you just pop it in. And
yeah.
Then you blink, like, 3 times, and then it's done.
But the burns after? But then I cried after. It burns me.
That's a problem.
I think there's something wrong.
I think there's something very wrong.
No, it, like, doesn't burn that much, but it's a little sting because of, like, the alcohol that's in the thing.
It should not be burning.
It happens to Nick.
To Nick?
Nick Hedrick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Does he have these? Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
Question for you. Do you know who Shane Dawson is?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Sadly. I don't like him. My sister watches him, though. The reason I know him.
Well, what is the question?
I like
him.
I just saw a picture of him on Instagram with his boyfriend.
And they're cute. They're a cute couple.
They are.
I like the. I like.
That was it.
Thanks, Katie.
You're
what
welcome.
Odd smell do you really enjoy?
What?
What odd smell do you really enjoy?
None.
I like marshmallow.
That's not an odd smell.
You think that's odd?
No.
I just put this lotion on. Well, actually, it was whenever I was leaving the house, I put this lotion on, and it was marshmallow, and
Shannon,
it was the best smell.
I cannot take you anymore. Can we kick her off the show?
Excuse me. I am the executive producer. If I plead the first. Damn right, I got
Shannon
the blues. So, what food do you crave the most? Snyder of Berlin's barbecue chips.
When I'm hungry or sick, I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I like those too.
I crave
but
mac
it's only
and
during
cheese.
Those times.
I crave mac and cheese in any form, like mac and cheese bites, like
those are
any
good.
Kind of mac and cheese, like brand, any kind of. If it's just mac and cheese, I'll take it.
I crave a lot of really weird foods at really random times. Like it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get General Tso's tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna do.
General Tso's. Now my brother thinks I'm such a nerd because we were playing water pong, and he's like, who plays water pong?
What is water pong?
Well, we were playing.
It's like beer pong, but it was water.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's like, not what nerd? Have you played beer pong?
Yeah.
Done. I never even played beer pong before.
We will not talk about this.
I'm actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm very good at it.
Okay, all right, Morgan.
I'm all right.
You're all right?
I lost every game I played.
That's like me with chess.
But, you know.
I always get really tired of playing beer pong after a while, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah, I won.
Wow.
That's
good.
Against him.
Against you?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
She was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I was like, boom, I got in.
Sounded like a great time.
It was.
We were at one cup each, and she was like, if I make this, I win. And if I lose this, I also win. And I was like, all right, that's fine.
I lost it, but I still won. Oh, that's how it works. Who in your life has the best/worst luck?
Myself.
Shannon Devlin.
With what? Which one?
The worst luck. You have a sprained wrist right now.
For a week. Unless there's this thing, and it keeps cracking. And if it keeps cracking after the week, then I have to go to an orthopedic surgeon.
Like an orthopedic surgeon or just like a doctor?
A doctor.
And then I have an orthopedic doctor.
I have so many doctors. So it's so annoying. Well, it's not annoying, but like I have to go to this thing every year, and then we like stay there for 2 hours, and they all come in and they're like, "How are you? What grade are you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a freshman in college." They're like, "What are you do? What activities do you do?" I'm like, "Oh, I do yoga and stuff."
Do you do yoga?
So I haven't done it in like 3 months, but yeah.
All
right. Well, now I can't do it. Now I have an excuse for the next week. But yeah, I walk. I usually walk checkers, but not now because it's cold. So I just walk on the treadmill.
Does checkers walk on the treadmill?
No, he won't. He'll just stand there like a weirdo. And he'll like go past him. He'll go down like this thing. It's weird. So he doesn't get exercise during the winter.
All right, that's fair.
That's how most people are.
I don't get exercise, period.
I do. I didn't know I'm paying for the. I didn't know that I thought the gym was for like people that live here. I didn't know that I could go to the gym too.
Yeah, it's for all students.
I didn't know that. I was like,
pay half as much as the rest of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Do you have another question?
I do.
I'm so tired. I need a nap.
You could take a nap before the sentry meeting.
I've been sleeping all day.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back to my room because I forgot my stuff. Because I'm missing the sentry meeting.
Why?
Because my sorority made our meeting for tonight instead of last night.
Oh.
I forgot my stuff in my room, so I have to go back to Yorktown.
Oh no, you're one of the people that are supposed to be there for me. You're one of the news writers.
Mm-hmm. I already told Brittany I wasn't coming.
All right.
Tear gas makes people cry, and laughing gas makes people giggle. What other kind of gases do you wish exist?
Silent gas. So then everyone just shuts up.
It's called chloroform.
That was a great response. That was awesome.
I don't know. Katie, you think of one.
Why do I have to think of one?
You know what? I want positivity gas. Positivity.
I think Katie would still find a way to be negative.
So then we could all be like happy.
It's not my fault. And sad.
It'd be like the best day ever. You know what I mean?
I miss SpongeBob.
I didn't.
SpongeBob still comes on.
Yeah, but it's all the new ones.
Mm. Yeah.
The new ones are stupid.
They have the old ones on Amazon Prime.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
You get 6 months free with your student account.
Really?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, watch SpongeBob then.
And then afterwards, it's only $50 a year.
Not bad at all, if you ask me. But I don't have it because my mom has an account. Because you just do that. So, gas.
Oh, Malik.
Oh my gosh, gas!
I'm gonna take a pass. That
you
rhymes.
You can't pass.
But it was a rhyme.
What trend are you tired of?
Are fidget spinners still a trend?
Not really.
I saw a guy with a fidget spinner in my class today. I was about to laugh, but I didn't.
You should have laughed at him.
Reminds me of Ryan. Reminds me of someone in the century. So, you know how scrunchies are a thing now?
Yes.
No.
Well, scrunch-
I love my scrunchies.
I feel like my hair doesn't does your hair just go everywhere on your scrunchie? It's not tight. It's not a tight thing.
No, mine stays in.
No, it stays in, but little hairs come out.
Oh, do you not see my hair right now?
That always happens.
It just always happens.
Normal hair ties.
That's true. This is true. But scrunchies are a thing, but I like them, so that's not a trend I'm tired of.
You didn't answer the question.
I'm tired of I like trends. Trends are something we're gonna remember, and then whenever you're, excuse me, I'm talking, whenever you're 70.
We're trying to move it on now.
Whenever you're 70, you'll be kids, I dabbed back in my day.
So stupid.
The jitterbug is the 50s, and now.
The jitterbug in the 50s? That was a dance.
Yeah, and
now. Jewels, that's another one. Jewels.
No.
That's another
Do
trend.
You know if a jewel pod is one pack of cigarettes?
Yeah, but it doesn't have all that gunk in it.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just heard Megan saying that. My sister vapes instead of smoking cigarettes. I don't know if that's really better, though.
I mean, it, is because you don't get all the tar and stuff, but you can still, die from vaping.
Wow.
You can die from anything, though.
I mean, it's true, but people think they're, invincible with vaping.
No.
My mom works in a hospital, and she tells me about how, because from vaping, it makes, your lungs,
have water, isn't it?
It's something like that, and it makes them, more able to get, sicker
mm-hmm.
faster, so, it attacks your lungs, so people, keep dying from a bunch of diseases, and it's from them vaping.
That's why you never
but
vape?
I vape, so I can't even say
anything. I've only secondhand vaped.
Secondhand vape? Whoa!
Whoa, man. When did we start?
I don't know. We started
it
10 minutes late.
Seven.
All right, then we have 10 minutes to go. We have a speed round.
We have 2 minutes to go.
I thought it was 7:02, but I didn't know.
There's a clock behind you.
Oh, okay. Ooh. We have 2 minutes to go. Speed round. Favorite movie ever?
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I feel like we did this.
Yeah, we did.
Remember the Titans.
I'm gonna change mine. It's not my favorite movie ever, but I like St. Elmo's Fire. It's good. It's like Friends, but in the 80s.
Great.
We have 1 minute.
There's a show that's supposed to go on at 7:00.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He can wait.
Oh, it's the basketball show that is. I didn't know we were starting that already. All right. What?
Favorite movie.
I don't have an answer. Pass.
Bye. Wait, no, we don't. Okay. We have... It's fine. All right. This has been This Week on I Plead the First with...
The Shannon Chronicles.
With me, I'm Shannon.
I'm Katie.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Malik.
And thank
Bye.
You for tuning
Bye.
In.
Over this.